B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy, the Ram Morning Show.
I love surprises on the MRL show. And I got to be honest, we know Mike from the comedy club here.
Yep.
Comedy Zone. And he'll say, hey, I'm dropping by at 8:30. But rarely do we talk about it on the air because sometimes you're just late and we can't say on our show, like, hey, 8:30, Alex Moffitt from SNL is going to be here because it could be 9.
You showed up on time.
You surprised us.
Yeah.
How about it?
Alex Moffitt from SNL, everyone.
You're living that TV life. You for that applause. That is why I do it.
That's why he's on time. He's living that TV life. Everything's got to be right on schedule.
Down to the second.
Yep.
That's so true.
Yeah.
So on SNL, you change sets and then you change characters so quickly. It's amazing how fast you guys do it.
Thank you. To
time it out.
Yeah, is that a question?
No, it's more like how many people, how many people do your makeup and like your wardrobe in between set changes?
There's a good question. We've got, each cast member has their own hair, makeup, and wardrobe person.
Okay.
So we've got someone who, hands us our costume for the next thing. Usually we have time to run back. We've got a little quick change booth we can get ready in. But yeah, someone's taking our wig off and putting the new one on, and someone's powdering our cheeks as needed.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Now, on SNL, you know Alex, he does Eric Trump. You do, what? That's like my favorite, by the way. I love Eric Trump.
I was just laughing at the.
No, but you do Anderson Cooper, right? I believe you do Anderson Cooper.
I do.
You do the guy from the Morning Joe.
Morning Joe.
That's hilarious.
Joe Scarborough.
We don't need to justify him being on the show. He's awesome on it.
I'm just letting some people know if you're trying to, because he can't see you. Like, you're very identifiable, so I just want to make sure they know who they're talking about.
What is your favorite character that you play?
I do enjoy playing all those that you just said. Yep. Eric Trump, Joe Scarborough, Anderson Cooper. I also like to do some characters on Update. I do a real smarmy fella named Guy Who Just Bought a Boat that I have a lot of fun with. And then this season, I got to do a character that was like a movie critic named Terry Fink. Correct. Yeah, that was a good time. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So those are some of my faves.
We used to like the 18th century movie critic.
That's a great character.
Taryn Kellum, I believe his name
he
was.
He did, and that was terrific.
Yeah,
I was a fan as well.
Now, do you write your own character stuff, or do the writers come to you and say, hey, we have this idea?
A little bit of everything. The movie critic guy, I kind of had that idea, and then I wrote it with a writer named Will Steven, who's also my office mate. And then original
funny guy.
Will Steven?
Yeah.
He is very funny.
He's got to be if he's on
SNL.
He's
hilarious.
Hell yeah.
And then Anna Dresden, who's a good friend and an amazing writer, she and I write a lot together, and we wrote Guy Who Just Bought a Boat. And then any Trump Brothers stuff, I tend to write with Mikey Day and with Streeter Seidel, who's his writing partner. So there's a fairly full list of people.
I don't know how you do it. You got to be exhausted all the time. I mean, because the show... I've seen, behind the scenes, and I know, you guys are, up until early morning hours, last-minute changes, or sometimes having to film at 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it's...
That is true.
The week is crazy, and then when you're off, you're doing this, you're here,
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Promoting your tour.
I have today off.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
So you do the show Saturday, then you guys are off. You party Saturday night, though, from what I hear.
You've heard right.
I read a book about it.
Oh, yeah?
I have the SNL book.
What's that called?
The SNL book.
Cool.
No, but I forget who it's written by, but it's stories from everybody going all the way back to the first season.
Nice. Is that real thick one?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then you guys party Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
Sunday off.
Uh-huh.
Monday back to work.
Yep.
What do you do?
we have our pitch meeting. So Monday's not a very long day. We go in the afternoon and we all crowd into Lauren's office, which is like the size of this studio. Yeah, it's a little bigger. But anyway, we've got like 25, 30 people all, you know, cramped in, sitting on the floor, falling all over each other. We all just like basically pitch one idea to the host.
Okay.
Sort of the old tradition that we do. And it's fun. And I think it lets the host know, like, oh, we're thinking about stuff for you. We got you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to do this, but we got to go to break.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
We really just dived deep.
But we're going to come back with Alex Moffitt from SNL. We're going to talk about your show. You got shows this weekend at the Comedy Zone here in Charlotte. We're going to get into what you do on stage.
In the zone.
That's right. But during commercial, we're going to record a whole thing about, like, SNL.
We are?
Yeah, and then we'll put it up on our app on the podcast and stuff.
Oh.
See, radio only lets us go like 4 minutes. Yeah. There's not much time.
Are we still on the air right now? I see a red light on.
Yeah.
Can you believe this is a show?
No.
All the hits.
All the hits.
95.1. It's a Mini Rutherford Morning Show. The Kiss.
Where did you grow up? In Chicago, right?
I did.
Who'd you listen to there in morning radio?
Oh.
Man Cow?
I didn't really listen to a lot of morning radio, to be honest with you.
Like, sleeping through it.
I was sleeping through it.
That voice, by the way, is Alex Moffitt from SNL.
Yeah. There's some good sports radio in Chicago on ESPN 1000.
Okay.
I used to listen to Mac Yurko and Harry.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a big one for me.
There are no Manny, Roy, and Loren, I'll tell you that.
No one is.
Waddle and Sylvie? Waddle and Sylvie, if you're listening, which they're not. Anyway, yeah, I would listen to sports radio and shit. But there was also Eric and Kathy.
Yeah, we know that.
On 101.9 FM, The Mix.
Kathy's gone.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's just Eric. Yeah.
What happened to Kathy?
Well,
we're not sure.
Uh-oh.
You know on SNL when like all of a sudden the character doesn't come back?
Yeah, that's a lot like radio.
Really?
We just magically disappear.
That's what happened on Mac, Yurko, and Harry, too. Yeah. Anyway, you don't know these guys, but whatever.
Alex Moffitt.
Wait, so what?
What?
Loren seems to know. What happened to Kathy?
Oh, we don't know. We really don't know.
They just magically disappear.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
I heard they didn't get along.
Yeah, there's some feuding. Mm-hmm. Rumors, you know.
There's some, what's the, there's a billboard here in town of some morning show where a woman is putting duct tape over
the man.
That's
right next door.
They're over there.
That's Phil and Mel.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, they love each other currently.
You don't buy
you
into
can
the
tell.
Billboard
It comes
hype.
Through in his bulging eyes.
So you're going to be at the Comedy Zone this weekend. Tell us a little bit about what we can see if we pop in. One show tonight, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Alex Moffitt, SNL.
Yeah, there'll be who's opening for me? Let's
Court McCown,
and then anybody hosting? Who's hosting?
I'm not sure who the host is.
We're not sure of who the host is.
Maybe we'll do it.
I was gonna say Manny should jump in there.
I would, but I'm going camping.
Yeah.
Where are you going camping?
Boone,
Grandfather
near App
Mountain,
State.
Near App State.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Where'd you go to college?
Remember when App State beat Michigan?
Yeah.
That was really something.
Were you at Michigan?
No.
Oh.
No. I went to a small liberal arts school in Ohio called Denison University. Big Red.
Okay.
It's the Princeton of the Central Ohio River Valley.
Get this. We found out that Manny lied about going to Kansas.
No, come on. Don't get into all that again.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
For years
he lied about it.
Whoa.
How stupid is that?
You did?
Yeah, dude. It's
Why
just a
not
little...
pick a better school?
Get this.
That was
lied.
His fame.
Here's his lie. I went there for a semester, and I was so bad I had to drop out. I'm like, that's your lie?
Just in case anyone questioned him.
That's but you lie. Never went there at all.
No, but my brothers did, and I became a huge Jayhawk basketball fan.
Then it counts that you went there for a semester and then dropped out.
See, and I didn't want to explain that. People are like, why are you such a Jayhawk fan? And I'm like, I went there.
And wait, your brothers went there?
One did. One actually dropped
Allegedly.
Out.
Allegedly.
Really?
No, Richie graduated when Danny Manning won
Was
the
your
tournament.
Your brother, Kirk Heinrich?
Nice. No, but he's from Chicago, I think.
He was a Bull for a while. Yeah, yeah. Wait, so...
Dude, come on. We're trying to sell tickets to your show.
Sure, but how long did you tell this lie?
Years. My wife found out after we were married that it
what?
Wasn't...
What?
Manny puts his head down every
if you can't
single
see,
time.
He's really hanging his head in shame right now, which I understand. It's pretty shameful.
It's been revealed that he's a sociopath.
When did this all come to light?
A couple years ago, I was just like, I think someone asked me if I went to Kansas, and I was like, I'm tired of lying. I just like, no. My wife was like, what? She's like, why would you lie about that? That's so dumb. And she was like mad at me for a while, you know, because it is such a stupid lie.
Right. Are there other lies that you haven't told people?
One show tonight, two tomorrow, two Saturday. Alex Moffitt.
That's a yes, I mean, if I've ever heard one.
Yeah. You can't even make eye contact anymore.
Yes.
I thought we were clicking, me and Alex. Now he's like, I don't want to lie. Like, I don't want to lie in my green room.
No, no, no. I don't judge, but I do find it hilarious.
You never had a white lie?
I'm sure I've told plenty, but
yeah,
not
like
for
someone
years.
Someone sent us a
yeah, none that I've had to like check my story with each time I talk to somebody.
Somebody sent us a text message and said that the chef they work with lied and said he was from Australia, accent and everything, until his wife came in and said he was born in Cleveland.
Whoa. I worked at an Italian restaurant in Chicago, and the owner always claimed to be from Sicily, but he was not.
See? That's the thing.
Yeah. He was, I believe, from Mexico.
And you see Nicole standing behind me, our producer?
Hi, Nicole.
She was a walk-on at UNCC basketball, and then we found out that she played club, so.
Whoa.
Don't club me.
Okay, CLTComedyZone.com. That's where you get your tickets.
Get in the zone.
Yeah, Comedy Zone.
Comedy Zone.
One show tonight,
we've got
Friday.
We've got Frank McCourt opening for me.
Yep.
The great author.
You're hilarious. Thank you for doing everything. No, really, you are.
Oh, great. Thanks, man.
You're great, dude.
I appreciate that.
We love seeing you on Saturday Night
Live.
Hey,
Meanie, go Jayhawks. Rock,
Jayhawks. Thanks, buddy.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.